Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Jay, John, and Judy in the studio still.
Hello.
That was Z Rebel with Hologram. Love that track. New stuff from Z, Malaysian recording artist. If you want to find out more about her, you can go to our podcast. Just search for Asian Pop Radio on iTunes.
I love her. She's so good.
She is damn good. Oh my God, Judy.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday night. We haven't talked about it yet.
Oh my God.
GD in the house.
Oh my God.
How good was G-Dragon?
Oh my G-D.
I don't know, you know what's coming, you know how good he's gonna be, but then he still finds a way to blow you away.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah, like you listen to his stuff, you watch all his YouTube videos, all the fan videos, and you see him in real person.
In real person
He's not a hologram.
He's
a real person.
I like the pun,
and it's incredible.
I think the thing that always like surprises me when I'm watching GD in concert is that the energy just never drops. Like he just is always on point. And you know, he was like that at Big Bang, like in 2015 when he came to Australia for his their Made concert series.
Yeah.
But then he also had, like, you know, the other guys to sort of bounce off and like carry, you know, when he's tired or whatever. But you know, this is just a solo concert,
just him and me.
It does feel like that sometimes, doesn't it?
It wasn't.
I guess that, no, there were other people in the venue.
Oh, then no wonder I'm sweaty.
What? You're still sweaty from Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow. You really like the concert.
I haven't washed myself yet.
What do you think the highlight of the show was?
Probably seeing his face.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's probably everyone's highlight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But look, we loved it. Do get on our Facebook page and tell us what you thought of the concert, because we've made a post.
Please,
up there.
Yes.
And it would be lovely to hear your thoughts on the show. But so far, reports are great for the Sydney show, for the Brisbane show, now the Melbourne show. Points to GD, points to everyone that helps make it happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you've obviously got Live Nation in the mix, IME Entertainment.
Love them.
YG Entertainment, Papa YG. Yeah, all made it very possible. So I hope YG can keep bringing their artists to Australia for concerts.
And bring us to their concerts too.
We can't wait. And we are just honoured to be able to be part of what we were for the last few months in the lead up to the concert.
Yeah.
Great to give away all those tickets to the Brisbane show. So many fans were really pumped last week to get double passes for that. Our biggest competition ever.
Mm.
So yeah, thanks everyone.
Thank you.
We should play some GD. Which GD track
let's
should we go
it.
To?
Well, let's go to, let's pick that one.
Oh, this one?
This one right here.
Right now.
That one, yes.
Asian Bot Radio. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. Jay John here. On the line with me is world's oldest K-pop fan, Cassandra. Hi, Cassandra.
Yeah, hey, Jace. How are you going?
Very well. What a week of K-pop and Asian pop news.
Oh, it's always crazy. There's always something weird and wacky going on.
It really is. We've just been bombarded with stuff this year, which is a good thing, I think.
Yeah, we are. We're getting spoiled for choices. There's certainly all the concerts that have been coming down. And G-Dragon was on last weekend. And
yes, of
course. We've got KCON coming up. And
Sydney last week. Brisbane last night on Tuesday night for G-Dragon. So exciting. And, of course, this Saturday for Melbourne, Melbourne's turn at G-Dragon.
Yeah.
I think he's doing a good thing for Australia.
Yeah, and so it's and apparently the concerts have been really good. Lots of people have been raving about his English in particular, how well he spoke and interacted with the crowd, and a lot of fans really appreciated that, which was good to see.
He is an absolute gun, and that's why he is my ultimate bias.
You'd make a lovely couple.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Keep telling him that. He doesn't listen to me. So what else?
Rid of him.
What else has been making news this week, Cassandra, in the world of Asian pop?
The world of Asian pop. Well, you might remember the song that was a big hit last year, "Pen Pineapple Apple Pen." That annoying song.
Yes, the one that went viral. Yes.
Yeah. Did you actually know that it's actually recognised by the Guinness World Records as the shortest song to enter the Billboard Hot 100 chart?
Is it really?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, there you go. I've made your day. Anyway.
Now I know.
The guy who did that annoying song, Pico Taro, got married.
He got married.
He got married to somebody who was 13 years younger than him.
Well, there you go. I guess he can do that when he's a pop star.
I guess you can. So Leopard Print's good for something after all. It attracts the girls.
Well, I was going to say, can I expect that he had something blue, something borrowed, something apple, something pen?
Yeah, something like that. It would have been a fun wedding, I'm sure.
I'm sure it would have. Wow. You weren't invited?
No. Well, maybe my invitation's still in the mail.
Lost in the mail, yeah. Couldn't find a pen. He wrote with a pineapple. Didn't have any luck.
Yeah. Run out of juice.
Oh no.
Terrible.
What else is making news?
Well, Baby Metal's also gained news recently as well, with it teaming up with the guys from Cartoon Network.
Oh, right.
If you're a fan of the Lego movies, you may remember there was a character called Unikitty.
Right.
Unikitty's getting her own spin-off, and the girls are going to be doing some music for the series.
Fantastic.
Yeah, so that's a big coup for them, because they were supposed to get their own anime. It was announced sometime last year, but that still hasn't happened yet.
Okay, so maybe this is a stepping stone.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll certainly get more people aware of the girls anyway. They're very talented.
How about some K-pop news? Other than K-Con and G-Dragon, you got anything
other
there?
Other than K-Con. Well, let's see. We've got, Girls' Generation. They've come back with Holiday. And
I wasn't expecting that. Should I have been expecting that?
Yeah, well, yeah, if you've been following the news.
Well, I wasn't, so okay.
Well, Travis should have let you know, that's for sure.
Yeah, he should have.
Fail
at life.
Yeah. So, yeah, they brought that out, and what was the other song? They brought two songs out at once. I forget what the other one's called. Something Night. Holiday Night, that's it. So they had those two songs they released for their 10-year anniversary. The girls have been together.
Wow, that makes us feel old, but we were already old before they debuted, so you know.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah, but they're funny. Not one of them looks a day older than they did 10 years ago.
Well, they probably look younger, don't they? Let's be honest. Medical advancement. Well, I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Money will buy anything.
They're allowed to look how they want to look.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so, and the girls are also going to announce that they're going to be performing at the Asian Games as well.
Wow.
Which are going to be held in Indonesia.
That's what I thought, Jakarta, right?
Yeah, in Jakarta. So,
fantastic.
A couple of other high profile artists are going to be attending there as well for the opening ceremony. Not sure off the top of my head what date that was. I can't remember.
Well, we'll have to try and delve into that. Maybe that's the kind of thing we need a media pass for, Cassandra.
Yes.
And
definitely.
A free flight. Let's see how we go with that.
A free flight. Yeah. Anybody want to give us? Feel free to contact us.
Couple of new releases as well this week. Can I rat off a few?
You can.
I don't know, rat off a few is what I was going for, but I'm sticking with it. There you go. Run off a few. Mild Life. They dropped an EP, and we've got that story on AsianPopRadio.com if you want to hear about that. They are a group from Singapore. They're also going to be on our show this Friday, which is really exciting. How about the Korean Film Festival back for another year in Sydney, Adelaide, Perth, Melbourne, Brisbane, Canberra, Darwin, Hobart? That's a story in itself. 8 years.
Woohoo! Yeah, is that time again? Something to look forward to.
And AsianPop Radio will be a media partner, which is very exciting.
Very good.
Of course, Nadira released her EP July after 3 years. Malaysian recording artist. You can head to our podcast to find out more about that. So good few things happening.
Yeah, well, I'm be interested to hear the interview with the guys from Mild Life. I really like their song, Distraction.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty catchy. I look forward to hearing that later on.
Good things coming out of Singapore.
Yeah, definitely. It's if it wasn't for Asian Pop Radio, I would never find all this good music.
Well, that's just the thing, isn't it, Cassandra? You all remember that right now, all three of you listening.
We'll pay you all later.
All right. Well, Cassandra, I hope you can stick around, because we're going to go to a track and come back and talk about the big news, KCON coming to Sydney. How excitement.
Yeah.
Your first request for the show, do you want to tell us what it is?
Would that be 1OK Rocks 2020?
It might be.
Love it.
Here it is, Asian Pop Radio. Asia Wide Hits 24/7, this is Asian Pop Radio. That, my friends, was 2021 OK Rock. Also news in 2017 of them coming to Australia. And it's getting closer and closer, isn't it, Cassandra?
Oh, yeah, it's just shy of a month and a half to go. Can't wait, going to see them in Brisbane. I really hope they play that song. I go crazy when I hear that song in the car. I'm sure Port Macquarie thinks I'm crazy.
I don't think there's a 1OK Rock song that doesn't come on Asian Pop Radio when I'm getting ready in the morning or, you know, wherever it might be. And I go, I kind of sometimes forget, because I don't listen to them religiously, but whenever I hear them, I go, I love this song. And I check the phone, check our Asian Pop Radio app to double check who it is. And it's always 1OK Rock.
Yeah, they've just got such great songs. They really, I don't understand how people can't like them.
Yeah, haters gonna hate.
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't have to hate them to not like them, isn't it?
Losers.
So, KCON 2017 in Sydney.
Yeah, getting exciting. Had the first couple of groups announced.
Yeah, do you want to rattle them off?
We've got the Cosmic Girls, also, what are they also known as? WJSN, I forget what that stands for. We've also got my personal favourites, Monster X. That's where my attention is, Monster X,
yeah.
And everybody else. So pretty excited about them.
And A-Pink.
A-Pink, that's a new one for me.
Apparently
I haven't heard they've been announced yet.
Shaz told me A-Pink, so and you know, unless she's got an unreliable source, well, yeah, that would be a good one, huh?
An exclusive, is it?
Well, it might be. We might be completely wrong, and we'll just get hate mail. But that's okay. We're used to that.
Yeah, well, it's just new. The other group I knew that were coming out were, and they have been confirmed, is SF9. So there's some good acts heading our way, and as I'm sure it's going to be a great couple of days. So looking forward to hopefully getting down there.
Yeah.
Money allowing, but, so 1OK Rocks the week after that, so got to save my money for that.
How many acts will they, like, have they said how many acts will make up the lineup, like the full lineup? Like, they've named a few, but, like, what can we expect for the total?
Yeah, no, there's been no word as of yet as to what the total will be, which is kind of frustrating, Aussie fans, because, you know, people have got to come, are coming from all over Australia, and, you know, they don't want to just come for, you know, three or four groups. They want to make sure that there's, you know, a good handful coming at least. So,
mind you, we'd travel further just for one, wouldn't we?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and you're getting to see these quite... I mean, if A-Pink's going to be included as well, I mean, them, Monster X, Cosmic Girls, FF9, SF9, you know, they're good groups.
Yeah.
And it's certainly worth spending the money to travel to see them and for the price of the ticket, even if you just get for one day and not two. You know, you've got a whole range of stuff that's going to be on there, conventions and stalls, and there's just going to be, you know, a lot to do for the day, so it'll be totally worth it.
Specifically in the... a press release that we posted on AsianPopRadio.com. It's up there. You can have a look at it now. They say the world's largest Korean culture convention coming to Australia for the first time. Kudos Bank Arena, which is obviously where G-Dragon was on Saturday night. Is that right?
Yeah, at Homebush. Yeah.
Wow. Olympic. Oh, that's now Kudos Bank Arena now, is it? I can't keep up. Can't keep up.
Yeah, they change it every year.
I still call it Stadium. Is it Stadium Australia, the main one?
No, that's still there. That's on the other side.
Oh, fail at life. I have nothing to do with NRL. To Melbourne.
Boo, Melbourne.
Yeah, boo. But anyway, obviously showcasing Korean lifestyle, including K-fashion, K-beauty, K-food, K-dance, special K perhaps, K-dramas, like anything K you can think of. But not 1OK Rock.
Because
not Korean.
Not Korean. So it's certainly, you certainly get your money's worth even if you just go for one day. So there's more girls, more people announced. There you go. They all knew there was somebody else. Girls Day, Pentagon and Victon.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course, I forgot about Pentagon, and I did not know about Girls Day. I'm a little bit behind.
Yeah.
I've been in my box.
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at our website, and 3 hours ago, it's on our website.
Yay for Jesse. Keeping us up to date.
Love your stuff, Jess.
It's obviously set to take place on September the 22nd and 23rd. That's a week, I believe, after Animega, which we will also be a partner of the week before. My gosh, we're going to be busy. No more sleep for us.
Busy. Oh, look, I should just quit uni now, shouldn't I? I just don't have time for uni anymore.
Just move down to Melbs, get a wardrobe of black clothes and just, you know, blend in with us.
Start learning to drink coffee and...
That's it. Well, do you know the new... I think the thing I saw the other day was a charcoal latte. Like, it's like a black latte, so it's made from sesame seeds and it's black. Sesame
Is
seed...
Is a latte black anyway?
No, not brown coffee brown, but like black. Black and white. Like, anyway, good times.
Sounds appetising.
So do keep an eye on AsianPopRadio.com for more details of KCON. We'll be posting up there whatever we can in the meanwhile, and also on Asian Facebook, fb.com/AsianPopRadio. But Cassandra, how do we find you?
You can find me on Facebook and as World's Oldest K-Pop Fan, and you can also track me down on Twitter and Tumblr with the same name.
We will do that, probably on the daily, nagging you with lots of requests for Asian Pop Radio.
Well, I hope so.
But do check in, do listen to us on Friday for our interview with Mildlife, because Cassandra helped with preparing the questions.
Yeah, so I hope they're good enough and the guys find them interesting and not too boring.
I'm sure they'll be better than I could have managed. Thanks, Cassandra.
And please let Paddy know that I love his voice.
Oh, I will very much do that. Send sign to albums now. Thank you.
Yes. And phone numbers. Anyway.
I've chosen a K-pop song to go out with.
K-pop song. Have your 101's new one that just came out yesterday.
No, energy. I said I chose one.
Oh, you chose one?
I chose one for right. you. I wanted to dedicate it to you.
Oh, did you? What did you pick?
EXO. Cocoa Pop.
Okay, moving right along.
Cocoa Pop, because it sounds like Cocoa Pop.
Good on you.
Asian Pop Radio. Asia Wide Hits 24/7. This is Asian Pop Radio. I am Jay John, and this man is Scuff, Jedi, Trav, Travioli, whatever. Whatever he is, he's our music director, and we're proud to have him on the team. Hi, Trav.
Hey, hello, Australia.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm pretty good. There's a lot of stuff happening on Asian Pop Radio at the moment. We're very excited, and the team is ecstatic, but we do have so much work to do, don't we?
Have you met G-Dragon yet?
Next question. has anyone had a chance to meet G-Dragon? Maybe the people that spent a few $100 to have a meet and greet, perhaps.
Is he doing meet and greet?
I don't know. He might be. See, I've got a theory that it's now Thursday. He's probably in town already. I'm trying to keep tabs. Still a couple days before Saturday, so he's probably just chilling down like DeGrave Street or something in Melbourne. I think I'm just going to like camp out after the show each night, just constantly walk around the city to all the like cool night spots, hoping that I bump into him.
Weren't they at Crown last time, Big Bang were here?
I think they made their way down there, but they did the alleyway thing and took the, you know, photos with the graffiti and everything like that too, didn't they?
I have no idea.
Well, I guess time will tell. I'm pretty sure they did because they Instagrammed that, right?
I don't know. We had that free hotel. I don't remember much.
Well, that's because it was a free hotel. It was a terrible sleep. No, it wasn't. It wasn't at all. We were thankful to have our supporter do that for us. Now, we're here to talk about the music that we've been adding to the library because, boy, we've been adding a lot of tracks.
Yeah, too many. I know no languages.
Okay. Yeah. Would you like to tell us? Would you like to tell us a few of them?
Oh, a few of them. All right. Run through some bands.
Oh, you've just added another one there. I've just seen another one pop up.
Yeah, Nim.
Tell us about Nim.
Just discovered them. They're a co-ed group from Japan.
1984.
Mm.
Very good. Album Leverage.
Yeah, they gave me a lot of leverage when they sent me the freaking CD.
Well, they sent it personally?
I don't know who sent it, actually. I just started listening to it and went, yeah, this is good.
Stamp. Travis's approval.
Yeah.
Obviously, some Mild Life in there. A couple of their songs, Distraction and How... You Forget, which is a group that we're going to be interviewing tomorrow on Friday, which is exciting.
Yeah. That new Indonesian song that I don't know the name of, Persini Yaki Yaka Chika Wicked. I know the song's called Plus 62.
Well, the song is called Plus 62. Person in Vacanzi. It's Italian. He's an Italian dude that lives in Indonesia.
Yeah, but that doesn't matter because, like, we can play him.
You know what the Plus 62 is, right?
The dialing code.
I'm just going to confirm that. Indonesia, correct. Just thought I'd double check. Well, I don't want to be giving people the wrong advice. What if you desperately needed to call someone in Indonesia and use the wrong area code? That's going to be bad.
I can't believe you had to Google a statement I made. Like, I know what's going on.
Yeah, sometimes. To be fair, it's been a long time since we've interviewed someone in Indonesia, which is absolutely appalling. I've been talking to him on Facebook and telling him to link us up with his other fellow Indonesian musicians. So we need to do more of that. Because I think we've well and truly covered Singapore and Malaysia of late. We've got to sort of expand into the next country down and the next country across and up. More Thai, more Indo.
We have new songs from Mr. Children,
yes.
A Pink, Monster X, heaps of new songs from Singapore, obviously, because like that's what we do.
Yeah. Well, that's all from Perk by Trek. He's done remixes of a whole heap of different artists, right?
Yeah.
Narelle, Gail Nervo, Fifian, just so many.
Yes. Nadira sent us an EP.
Yep.
Old Nadira.
Well, she's young Nadira, to be fair.
Yeah, but old as in she's basically been around since the start of this show.
Did you hear her interview on Monday?
Yeah.
She's preggers.
She's preggers.
She's preggers. 3 months. She's 3 months to go. No.
She's doing the Hillary Duff.
She's up the Hillary Duff. Jasmine Soko from Singapore also. Porcupine, her new song.
Yeah. All personally the new 48. Delivered. All the new 48s. The new HKT 48.
Wow.
NMB 48.
Gosh.
What's the other one? SKE 48.
SKE 48. You've got Puzzle of Pop in the mix. Dreamcatcher.
New Dreamcatcher EP. I think the whole thing's on there, I'm not sure.
And another group from Singapore, actually, that we're going to be hopefully interviewing on the show next week. They are called Retro Focus.
Retro Focus.
We did a post about them on AsianPopRadio.com last week, so do scroll down a little bit and find out about Retro Focus and support those guys.
One of their songs has been McHammering it in the top 10.
Yeah.
Given EXO a run for their money. By the way, kids, EXO's going to leave the top 10 if you don't vote for it, you know. So you better, like, get on this old social media.
Yeah.
Because Lit B are moving up.
Excuse the pun, but that sounds like an idol threat.
No, not an idol threat, just a Vietnamese idol group.
You mentioned Lit B, and obviously we interviewed them a couple months ago. Their first ever English interview on radio, which was so cool. They are doing huge things. Like, they are just massive in Vietnam right now. So it was a bit of a coup for us to get that interview with them earlier on in the year. They are just growing from strength to strength.
I thought you were going to tell me that they were coming. I was like, what? I'm not dressed.
No, I don't know where to go with that. I have no pun for Lip B. Nothing whatsoever.
It's okay. I won't do my impersonation of the Vietnamese.
No, don't do that. But what you can do is tell us how people can vote for the top 10.
Just contact us on social media.
Yeah.
www.fb.com.
Yeah.
twitter.com/AsianPopRadio.
I don't think you told us our link to Facebook, but search for Asian Pop Radio. Gosh. And you can go to AsianPopRadio.com.
Just go to AsianPopRadio.com. Don't worry about social media.
Basically,
just
however you can get your requests to us, we can tabulate them and put them together, and they'll make your top 10 each night. At what time, Trav?
At 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Australian Eastern Standard Time.
Wow, that's like right after The Daily Show.
What a coincidence.
Amazing. Thanks, Trav.
Thank you, Jay John.
And now we're going to go out with, I did this for you, Trav. Certainly not for me. It's AKB48 with I'm a Para.
I'm a Para.
Wow. Asian Pop Radio.